we're in. But Thanksgiving is very, very important. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that's here. And Father, we thank you for your holy presence here with us this evening, because we would be absolutely nothing without you. So we welcome your presence here. Father, I pray now that every person on the sound of my voice, whether they are here in the sanctuary or whether they are watching the live stream, Father, I pray that their ears would be open to hear and their hearts would be open to receive your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. And Father, I thank you for your anointing and your call upon me to minister your word. And Father, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen.
Amen.
I want you to turn in your Bibles to the 100th Psalm. Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Now, I have here in front of me the New King James version of the Bible. And the first verse, the heading is italicized, and referring to the 100th Psalm, and it says, a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people.
Yeah.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to read it to you again. A song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people. Now, I want to tell you, we are living in a society now, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but we're living in a time now when many people are unthankful. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us very plainly that in the end of times, in the last days, one of the things that will be going on is the Bible mentions several things, but it says that many of the people will be unthankful. 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 Now, there may be something that you believe in God for. There may be something you're praying about. There may be a situation that you're dealing with in your life. But you know what? What you don't ever want to do is take on the attitude where you gripe and complain. Let me say that again. Don't ever take on the attitude where you gripe and complain. If you want to close the door to God's blessings manifesting in your life, gripe and complain. Now, anybody have a verse, a book, chapter, verse, where it tells us to gripe and complain? No, I don't know of one either. But there are tons of them that tells us to give thanks unto the Lord, to bless his name, and to praise him. Amen. And I know the Apostle Paul had read the book. Now, what he had in during that time was the Old Testament scriptures, but I know he read the book when they was in jail, thrown in jail, just because he was doing the work of the Lord. But what the Apostle Paul said is, we're not going to gripe and we're not going to complain. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to praise God. We're going to magnify God. And that's what we as, please hear me. That's what we as believers, see, we can't act like the world. That's what the world does. That's what the unbelievers do. We can't act like that. We must learn to give God praise through it all. Give him praise. Amen. After all, he's your way out. I mean, the Apostle Paul could have said, well, you know, man, we've been preaching the gospel. We've been doing what God told us to do, and this is what we get for it? No, that wasn't what he said. He said, let's magnify the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And you know the rest of that story. The jail doors flew open. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that God has a way out of whatever our situation or circumstance is, and if we'll focus on praising him and magnifying him, our answer will come too. Our deliverance will come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because you see, they were jailed unjustly. You follow me? Praise God. So the 100 Psalm, it says, make a joyful noise, a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Hallelujah. Why don't somebody in here right now just make a joyful shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what I'm going to do tonight, I'm just going, about five verses here in the 100 Psalm. And so I'm just going verse by verse for a few minutes. Is that all right? Verse by verse for a few minutes. So it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. And then verse 2 says, serve the Lord how? How? Not sadness, with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. There is a praise cure. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, listen. If you're around people that gripe and complain all the time and nothing's ever good, you need to separate yourself. Y'all hear me? Everything is bad. Nothing is right. Can't satisfy them. I don't have time for that. Because that's exactly what the devil wants. Amen. That's exactly what he wants. So we serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Why? Because it's going to get better. You hear me? It's going to get better. Things are going to change. It doesn't matter where you are at this particular moment. Learn to praise your way out of it. Well, I praised him and nothing happened. Keep on praising. You keep on praising. Because let me tell you something. We know God will change things. He'll change situations in our life. But let me tell you something. If God, listen to me, please. If God never did anything else for us, he's already done more than enough. He saved our miserable souls from a burning hell. He delivered us from the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. The very fact that I have eternal life abiding on the inside of me is enough to praise him throughout all eternity. Praise God, hallelujah. But he promised us that he would deliver us out of all of our troubles. The Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. Why don't you say that? Say, the Lord is my present help. In the time of trouble. That means he's right there. He's right there. He didn't say, wait, I'm over here helping your brother. I'm over here helping your sister. I'll be there as soon as I can. No, he's present right here and right now. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I know he's with me. He is with me. It may be dark and I may not can see, but I'm holding his hand. I'm holding his hand and praising my way right on through the darkness. Hallelujah. Do you hear me this evening? Glory to God. See, that's one of the reasons the devil tried to make you sad and try to get under your skin and cause you to be miserable, because he don't want you to praise God. Because when you begin to praise and worship God, he know he's done. It's done. He can't handle that. When we praise God, the enemy gets confused. And guess what they do? They turn on each other. Can you hear the demons talking to each other? Man, I thought we had him whipped. I thought, man, we had him or her. It could be a her. Man, we had them down and out, and they were griping and complaining and fighting with one another and couldn't get along. But now they praising God. They happy. They full of joy. And guess what one demon tell the other? And it's your fault. The other demon said, no, it ain't. It's your fault. You blankety blankety blank. It's your fault. Well, make the enemy turn on each other. Amen. All because we're praising God and we're magnifying God. And verse 3 says, know that the Lord, he is God. Oh, see, you got to know that, folks. You got to know that. Now, if you're hopeless, you're not going to know that. But Word of God said, know that I am God. God is saying, know that I am God. Know that he is God. Know that the Lord, he is God. Why don't you tell him, Lord, you are God. And beside you, there is no other. Hallelujah. Now listen what Word of God says. Know that the Lord, He is God, and he goes on to say, it is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. Now think about that for a moment. Think about that. God says, I'm God. I'm God. You need to know that I'm God. The second thing you need to know is I made you. I made you. You didn't do it. You know, I was watching something the other day about computers and artificial intelligence, you know, robots and everything. You know, they got all kind of robots out there now. You know, if a man can't get a woman, you know, the women won't have him. You know, but if he got plenty of money, he can go buy one of them expensive robots that look just like a woman, talk like a woman. But listen, or man, it could be man. But listen, all of it is artificial. Artificial means it's not genuine, it's not real. But it's all called artificial intelligence. Now, see, man can do that. Man can do that. He can create artificial intelligence, but he can't create the real thing. Only God can do that. I said, only God can do that. And God says, I am God. I made you. You didn't make yourself. Now, man's trying to make man. It'll never happen. Hallelujah. I don't know. 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, you know, you may have these machines running around looking like people. Maybe hard to tell the difference. But let me tell you something, what they don't have. They don't have a spirit. They don't have a soul. But they do have an artificial body. But only God. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Look, but hold your place there at the 100th Psalm. I want you to go to the 139th Psalm. And I'm trying to get there real quick myself. Psalm 139. If I can get my pages to separate. I want to read you something. Drop down to verse 14. This psalm was written by David. And listen to what it says. Verse 14. I will what? I'll do what? I will praise you. Why? Somebody tell me why. Say what? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. I'm not just any being. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to, let me find my verse here. Glory to God. Well, I'll just read on. I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now listen to what it says here. Marvelous are your works. Tell the Lord, Lord, you did a marvelous job when you created me. And you got scripture to back that up. My goodness, we don't have anything to complain about. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Listen to this. My frame was hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written. The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also. Or listen to this, y'all, grab this. How precious also are your thoughts to me? What does God think about you? Good thoughts. Good thoughts. Hallelujah. You still with me? How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God? How great is the sum of them? If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you. Glory to God. Now, guys upstairs, I want to read this from the New Living Translation, beginning at verse 14. So give me verse 14 in the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You know what? That's, you know, you need to quote Psalm 14 when you feel like beating yourself up. When you start feeling sorry for yourself, well, you know, I don't have this and I don't have that, blah, 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 blah. Just start telling yourself how marvelous you are. Not, I'm not talking about stupid pride. I'm talking about giving God glory for his wonderful work. Amen. Amen. Verse 15. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was woven together in the dark of the womb. Let me tell you something. Even when we were in our mother's womb, God still watched us. Glory to God. Verse 16. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Remember Mildred last, what was it, last Sunday? Or Sunday before last? I used you as an example. Let me read verse 16 again. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So you've been told you're not worth 2 cents. Nobody like you. God loves you. And God has a plan for your life. And God's plan leads to happiness. It leads to peace. It leads to victory. Why follow somebody else's plan when you have a better plan? When God has given us a better plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 17. Oh, I love this. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. You see it? Why cry when you can rejoice? Read that to yourself. Go ahead. Point at yourself. Say it again. So we can all go together. One, two, three, go. Point at yourself. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. All right, verse 18. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. And we can sing the song we learned as a child, at least I did. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. If nobody else loves me, God loves me. If nobody else want to help me, God will help me. But we got to bless his name and praise him. Glory to God. And not gripe and complain. Hallelujah. And listen what he says in verse 3. He said, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Listen to this. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm back at Psalm 100 now, third verse. And I won't go there for the sake of time, but do you remember what Jesus said in the 10th chapter of John? He said, I am the good shepherd. I am your good shepherd. And he went on to say that the shepherd gives his life for the sheep, and he went on to say that his sheep know his voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Let me tell you something. When you're trying to, when a person is trying to depress me, when a person is trying to get under my skin, that's not the voice of God. That's not the voice of peace. That's not the voice of victory. You hear me? I'm not going to follow that stranger. I'm not following that stranger. Are you still here? Yes. Glory to God. Let's move right along. I'm about to close. Verse 4. Now, having read these three verses ahead of it, verse 4 says, I'm saying this, having the knowledge of verse 1, 2, and 3, then let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and what? Bless his name. We have reason to praise him. He just told us in the verses before how much he loves us, how much he thinks about us. Brothers and sisters, that's reason for praise. I said that's reason for praise. So make up your mind this Thanksgiving season that you're not going to gripe and complain. If you can't afford a turkey, eat chicken and be thankful. Hey, glory to God. If you can't afford chicken, get you a hamburger and praise God. Because we got to have the right attitude. Praise God, praise God. Verse 5, and I'm getting ready to close. Verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is what? His mercy is what? I'm so glad to know that God had mercy on me, and I know you feel the same way. We didn't get what we deserved, did we? God had mercy on us. And get this, God's not going to change his mind. I'm so glad to know that God's not going to call me one day and say, "You know what, son? I've been thinking about what you did before you got saved, or whatever, and I've just decided I don't like that. So, I rescind my mercy." You know what? That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen, because the Word of God says, "God, the Lord is good. His mercies everlasting." And as we get ready to close, you got to grab a hold to this one. "And his truth." Say, "His word is truth."
His word is truth.
Say it again.
"His word is truth."
"And his truth endures to all generation." Oh, that's grounds to give him praise right there, folks. Hallelujah! His goodness is never going to change. Hallelujah. I can praise him through the thick, and I can praise him through the thin. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. So I want to say to each of you here in the sanctuary, have yourself a blessed Thanksgiving by giving thanks. And don't stop when Thanksgiving is gone. You keep on giving thanks to the Lord and blessing the name of the Lord, because I'm going to tell you, we need him every day, not just Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Glory to God. And always remember, God is good. You hear me? God is good to you, and God is good to me. Praise God. Father, we thank you for all that